Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is the president of the Boston Bruins, Cam Neely. Cam, good morning.
Great. Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I don't know that we've had you on the new show yet.
Don't believe so.
You've kind of been dodging me. I mean, I've been making requests.
That's what I was going to say.
I think you still owe me a lunch from the old show. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
I thought it was the other way around.
Maybe it was the other way around.
There you go. Take Cam out to lunch.
We'll do that when this is over, Wiggy. When we can go to lunch.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of that, fans will be in the building for the first time in a year, in a week and a half. How excited about that are you and are the guys?
Well, it's very exciting, obviously. I mean, it's been really strange playing in empty buildings. I know that the team was in New York recently, and they had fans in the building. Even though there's only a couple thousand, it still made a difference from what the guys were saying, being on the ice. And you could hear a little bit more from the crowd. I guess they were giving it to Tuukka pretty good, so that was interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a player, there are certainly moments, I think, where you do something to try to get the crowd back into it, right? I mean, you know that from your career. And so that, I think we talked to Sean Corrali about mm-hmm. that, about guys fighting, actually, and about whether or not they're doing it to get the team going. And without the fans there, you don't get to hear that. So I think that'll make a difference.
No, it will make, for sure. I mean, you know, the guys are trying everything they can to get themselves, you know, pumped up and motivated and ready to go. It's just, you know, when you're down by a couple goals and you get a power play, the crowd gets jacked up and you score, and then you get on a little bit of a momentum roll there, and that's the toughest thing, is not having the crowd to kind of pick you up a little bit when you need it.
With this being a shortened season, do you guys from the management perspective feel more pressure with every decision that you make, or is it like any other season?
Well, I mean, a shortened season is like a sprint to the playoffs. So, you know, there is some, you have to be careful because being this condensed, you see the injuries we have in the back end, and we've got Lozon is still going to be out with his broken hand. Miller's just got back on the ice. Carlo is still feeling some residual effects. So, you know, you have to be careful what you're doing when you look at your lineup and see, okay, what is, when we're healthy, what do we look like? And you know, every team looks at their lineup throughout the year, no matter if it's an 82-game schedule or 56, and you have to really assess where you're at. The deadline's looming, so, you know, we've kind of have a good idea what our lineup looks like when we're healthy. We feel like we could use some help along the way, and that's what we're going to try and do.
So that with that deadline, you know, coming up pretty quick in about a month or so, that you guys are, you're kind of actively looking at and seeing what's what you can do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there is some challenges, especially with the Canadian teams, because the players that go into Canada would have to quarantine for a couple of weeks. So, you know, that makes it a little bit more challenging dealing with the Canadian teams, because they, you know, not only would they lose a player they trade, but they also wouldn't get the player for a couple of weeks that they acquired. So that's going to be some kind of a challenge for those teams. But there's teams that you see now that are starting to fall out of any chance of making the playoffs. And so those are the teams you kind of focus on.
By the way, on a side note, when Zdeno Chara was leaving, did he mention that it was Wiggy specifically who drove him who drove him out of town with his comments?
I did not hear that. No,
you know, I'm a spectator from a view up high. So
okay,
I felt like you didn't have nothing left in the tank, Cam. But Cam, let me ask you this question, right? Because one thing, as a former player, you see a lot of coaches and players in the relationship and that dynamic. And, you know, Cassidy had some interesting things to say about Jake DeBrusk and about effort. As a former player, how do you feel about coaches, you know, calling their players out in the media, and especially when they're talking about their effort and maybe their passion on how they're playing?
Well, I can tell you this. It's not the first time a coach would I think they would talk to the player before the media ever gets wind of it. And it's probably multiple conversations. And I think actually Butch mentioned that the coaching staff has talked to Jake on numerous occasions before he would ever go to the media with something like that.
Wiggy doesn't think that whether it's his boss here or a coach, or nobody should ever say anything negative.
No, I just think as a former player, when I played, that I always felt like, you know, if there was an issue,
were they calling you slow or what?
Not a skill set, but just because I feel like effort is you're calling into question the man's, you know, giving it his all. So,
well, I mean, I listen, Cam. When you look at injuries or you know, effort or talent or whatever, I'm assuming that you kind of look at where this team is right now as dealing with more of an injury situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest question was, you know, our back end coming into the season. And I think for the most part, the six regulars that we had playing at the start of the year did a really good job for us, especially the younger guys on the left side. I thought they did a really good job for us. And then, you know, Kasha goes down again early in the season. So he hasn't really, you know, been able to contribute anything for us since we acquired him, unfortunately, with his injury history since he's got to Boston. So that kind of, you know, that kind of messed with the second line. We had him penciled in with Krejci. And then, you know, we've had some little injuries up front that juggles the lines a little bit. So you can't really get a good idea of where, you know, where the lineup's going to land. And we may not ever be able to do that this year based on a condensed schedule and guys getting hurt. And so the biggest thing is try to keep these guys healthy right now.
We talk about this a lot when it comes to Bill Belichick and the way he approached last season. So I wanted to get your perspective. Do you guys look at this season, and I guess the end of last season, as being pandemic seasons? So you have to approach everything differently, or, you know, almost, you know, Matt Light told us basically Bill went into last season, he thinks, as a throwaway season. Do you guys look at it in that way, or do you look at it like every other season?
No, we look at it like every other season. I mean, it's just strange with the protocols that we have and playing in empty buildings. That's the biggest difference, obviously, is how the players have to live. So it's not only a grind physically, but also mentally, because right now, when you're on the road, you're not allowed to go anywhere. You can go outside, but that's about it. You can't go into a restaurant. You can't go into a store. When you're in the hotel, you have to wear your mask. When you're with your teammates, you have to wear your mask. And then when you're at home, they encourage you not to really do anything while you're at home, and they encourage your family not to really, you know, wander around. So you can really try to avoid, you know, getting COVID and not shutting down the team. Or a player or players for that matter. But we look at this as, you know, the years are ticking off and we've got some players that have been very, very successful with us that are, you know, getting older. And, you know, we want to try to achieve another Stanley Cup with some of this group here. So we're looking at it just like that.
I know that this year you're participating in Saving by Shaving. I think it's the first time you've done it.
Yes, it is. It's a great event. Granite has done a great job with this Saving by Shaving event. It benefits Boston's Children's Hospital. It's a great way to to raise money, especially during a pandemic where it's a little bit more challenging to do fundraising events.
Have you already shaved your head, or what's the progression on that?
It's a slow progression, Greg. I'm trying to salvage what I've got.
It is an issue. I mean, for us older guys, you don't know whether it's going to come back or not.
I know. It's like that's the frightening. It's like, okay, I shave it, but is it coming back?
Well, Granite has, prior to this year, has donated $38 million to Boston Children's Hospital. And after this year, it'll be significantly higher. So I thank you, and I know everybody there thanks you for participating this year, Cam. It's a pretty cool thing.
It's fantastic. They've done a great job. I give them all the credit in the world to start this event and keep it going and have the success that they have.
By the way, just like Chara, Danielle is leaving the show. I don't know if you heard that or not.
No.
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go do a podcast and start a flower business, Cam.
She's going to do a podcast with LB.
Yes, if I can find him. But I have to say, I have a very special place for Cam in my heart. Cam, I'm wearing your jersey right now, and my first ever hockey game that my best friend Kim brought me to was January 12th, 2004, which of course was the night that number 8 was raised to the rafters at the Garden. So that will always be a very special moment for me.
Yeah, very nice. So when are you leaving?
Tomorrow's my last day.
Oh wow! Well, congratulations on a great career.
Thank you.
Despite Greg.
Well, we've tried our best.
That was an unfair shot. that was an unfair. Curtis, yes, go ahead.
Cam, I'm curious about this. When was the last time someone saw you and yelled, "Hey, sea bass"?
Well, I haven't been out very much last year, so. But it does. I do get it periodically for sure.
All right. Well, I thank you for joining us this morning. Last question. I don't know what you can and can't say, but the condition of Tuca, is that something that we should be worried about? Or
no, it's just maintenance with him. He's going to be fine. It's just maintenance, really. And it was a down and back with going to the island, and he wasn't going to play, so there's no point in sticking him on a plane and having him sit in a hotel when he could stay back and get some treatment. So he'll be fine.
All right. And then we can expect that that you guys will do your best to be active in some way, shape, or form before the deadline.
That's the hopes, yes.
All right, Cam Neely, thanks for joining us this morning. Great to talk to you. We'll get that
you too,
we'll
Greg.
Get that lunch when Greg. This is over.
Sounds good.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.